Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Through sharing change, MTE has contributed over $11 million to local nonprofits supporting meaningful causes in our community. Find out more at sharingchange.org. Well, it's time to talk about the Child Advocacy Center, the CAC. We have Krista Colwell and Presley Hosford joining today. And I assume maybe hopefully you both got to enjoy the nice spring weather we had this weekend.
Yes, we were just talking about how happy we are that it's above 50 again. Yeah. I was starting to get a little crazy.
Our personalities are defrosting, yes. And we're coming back to life.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Well, it is a little frosty in the studio, you mentioned, though.
Yeah, it is a little chilly in here, but I'll go photosynthesize outside.
Yeah, well, you know, we're just trying to keep those spring germs out of here, I guess, maybe. That's definitely something going around, but it's going to be 65 and sunny next Saturday.
Oh, what a dream.
Yeah. We'll be outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're going to be outside?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah.
Play frisbee or something?
Yeah.
Play tennis?
Oh. Pickleball?
Pickleball. Yeah. I haven't quite gotten into the pickleball craze yet.
You're not in that, huh?
No.
But tennis?
Tennis, yeah.
Okay. Well, I think, someone referred to pickleball as the tennis for old people.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So you're maybe in a few years. So,
yeah. Yeah. It'll be a while. So, how are things going at the Child Advocacy Center?
Good. We're as busy as ever. I think today there's 7 interviews. So again, that steady stream of folks coming to see us as we see Rutherford County get bigger. We see our cases and the amount of children that we're seeing consistently go up. And Presley's doing a ton of D2Ls, especially as the weather starts to get warmer. It's nice to see that activity go up. So lots of D2Ls, getting prepared for our spring events. April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. So just getting in full swing and always trying to meet new folks and tie more people into our mission.
Well, you mentioned the growth that we've seen here in the county. We now have the 4th largest school system in the state of Tennessee, eclipsing Chattanooga, Hamilton County. So, you put the city and the county together, gosh, there's probably 55,000 kids, something like that, in the system. So, is 7 in terms of the number of interviews, is that a high number or is it?
That is really high for one day. Usually our average is around 2 to 5. So I feel like most days it's at least 2, and then 7 is definitely on the higher side for sure.
Gotcha. Are we, Presley, seeing maybe more people reporting? I mean, is there something about maybe the cold weather and people being shut in too? I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, we have been seeing just like a steady stream of child abuse reports come in, and we think it is due to the prevention efforts we're providing to the community, because usually we get our most reports while school is in from our teachers making those reports. But we've seen that through the summer and through the winter break, they have been nonstop. And so we think it is just more adults feeling empowered and brave to stand up and speak out against suspicious activity or concerns.
Yeah. What are some of the maybe drawbacks for people to, excuses aren't, it's not the right word, but what are some of the reasons that they may give as to why they don't report?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of fear in making a report of child abuse. We see the biggest holdbacks can be fear of retaliation, because maybe they know that person, maybe it's a family member, mm-hmm. or someone who is held in high regard to the community, and they don't want to be the one to make that report. Sometimes if it's just suspicion, they're afraid that they're going to be wrong, that they might accuse someone of being a perpetrator who has never harmed a child. But I like to tell adults, when you make a report based off suspicion, you're never accusing anyone of being a sexual abuser. You're simply asking for a service to be done on behalf of that child, and we would rather be safe than sorry.
Yeah.
And so to the people who do have some fear with making a report, fear of retaliation, just keep in mind, you can make all your reports completely anonymous, and the state of Tennessee will never reveal your identity. And I think that adds some safeguarding to that person when it comes to reporting.
Yeah. You know, I've heard that they're working on new ways for kids to report bullying and things of that nature that would keep it more anonymous. And they're hoping that maybe that will help bring down that the number in that. So that's probably a key in just about any reporting.
Yeah, anything. I think so. There's, you know, with the bullying, cyberbullying, even sexting, there's so many cyber tip lines or hotlines teens, young adults can reach out to. And the same goes for adults. You don't necessarily have to call in the report. You can do it online. And so that might be a little more comforting too. It might feel a little bit quieter for you, you know, fill out the report in the comfort of your own home alone quietly.
Yeah. With it being a family member too, if that is the case, I'm sure that can be, you know, all kinds of emotions, you know.
Oh yeah, definitely. Because we, you know, you see it as a betrayal of trust, right? And especially when it is a family member with a child, you never think of that adult crossing that line, crossing that boundary, but it truly is a power and control aspect of it. And it's a harsh reality we have to face that majority of abusers are in the child's family, or they are a close adult to that child. It's very rarely a stranger in a white van coming up and grabbing your kid.
Yeah. That's an 80s leftover there, I think.
Yeah.
And you know, stranger danger and that kind of thing. And probably, well, the majority are people that you know, right?
Yeah, 90% of children who are sexually abused are abused by someone in the family, someone they know, even a trusted peer, a trusted friend. And of course, we still want to teach stranger danger to children. That's a very valuable lesson.
Sure.
But when we just teach stranger danger, we're not doing enough. We have to let children know, hey, the people in your life that you love and respect and look after you, they can also be the ones to harm you and make you feel uncomfortable. Mm. And if that ever happens, it's okay to come and tell me. You won't be in trouble. I won't be mad, but I have to know.
So that's another area that I wanted to explore with you just a little bit, because, you know, maybe the kids are giving us a glimpse or hints that it's going on, not fully coming out to say that, you know, and having that conversation. Maybe we as adults shy away from that, you know.
Yeah.
That's a hard thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I'm not going to lie, it's super awkward talking to children about body, sex, and boundaries. I don't think anyone wants to have that conversation, but it's so necessary. And not only building up strong boundaries for children and adults, people in the community, but also helping that child understand it's okay to talk about bodies and boundaries. Because if we start those conversations earlier and more often, we're making it less taboo.
Carista Colwell and Presley Hosford joining us today, Child Advocacy Center, the CAC. Carista, I guess the next really big thing for you is the whole month of April, right?
Yeah, just the whole month. Yeah, we're in full swing preparing for Hometown Heroes. I feel a lot more confident and a lot more excited now that I sort of know the layout of how all these events work. And Hometown Heroes is definitely one of my favorites because it's free to the community and we have such a great turnout, and it's just a great source of community and gathering and fellowship and just, you know, supporting the cause. And I get to talk to people and grab a hamburger and just relax once the walk is over. And it's just really nice, you know, honoring folks who are doing this work day in and day out, and then also getting to join with a lot of other people who are sharing our mission that sometimes I only get to email or hop on the phone with. It's just always nice seeing folks in person and hopefully on a beautiful spring day. I don't want to jinx it too early, but
Nice warm 72.
Exactly.
Be perfect.
Yeah,
right?
Maybe 73. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a cloud in the sky.
Right. No clouds. And that's typically on a Friday, isn't it?
Yes. This year it's a Friday, April 25th. So it's always that last Friday in Civic Plaza.
And the part of the month, I guess, is, you know, partner agencies. We get press releases from like the Sheriff's Department and all of those who really work together to protect our children. So it is very much a collaborative effort, what you do at the CAC.
Definitely. The Child Protective Investigative Team is, I think, everyone's always saying one of the best in the state. The way that they collaborate and work together, it really truly is a team, and it's not like that in every single county. And I think that's why our team, in terms of responding to child abuse cases, has been so successful, is because of that interagency collaboration.
So Hometown Heroes, kind of walk us through, if someone has never participated in that event, kind of what they need to do to get signed up, and let's get teams together and all that good stuff, right?
Yeah, so it's completely free to walk. All we just need from everyone is a register that they can fill out online, super easy, just your name and email, and then just the waiver to do the walk. And so folks are going to want to drive over to Oaklands Park and park there, and we'll have a shuttle going to Civic Plaza where the walk will begin. We have some speeches from some local community leaders and folks who are involved in this work, and then we start the walk. The walk itself is a little less than a mile, so nothing too crazy. Usually start to finish, it takes folks about 20 minutes, but if you don't want to participate in the walk and still want to join us for the cookout after, we have a lot of folks who do that. So come to the opening ceremony and then just drive back over to the park, and we'll have a cookout, hot dogs, hamburgers, chips, cookies, and the playground. We have a ton of kids from Head Start come, so it's open for all ages as well, at least as young as three up to as old as you want to come walk and have a good time. And so for folks to join, we encourage you to bring your staff, your team. It's a great lunch break, even if you don't have the whole day. Just come join us for a quick 20-minute walk, get that heart pumping, and then have lunch and then go back. Again, it's just a great way to show up, for the community and be out there and supporting our mission, but then also just meeting a lot of other folks in the community. Because I think last year we had almost 200, 300 people show up, and it was just really nice to see a lot of folks out. Again, because like Presley said, this is something that is uncomfortable to talk about. It's not as easy as folks being like, oh, this is for breast cancer awareness. I'm marching for my mom or my grandma who's affected by this cause. Whereas with child sexual abuse and child physical abuse, almost everyone knows someone who is affected, and even if they don't, maybe that person isn't brave enough to speak about their story. And so I really think events like this make it less taboo to talk about these things and to bring it to light and say that, no, we stand with you. We stand with child abuse victims and survivors, and we want to support you any way we can with our team members.
CACRutherford.org, right? Website. Yes. And I'm sure the info there is there that we've been talking about this morning. The D2L, Darkness to Light, you can sign up, or questions, just get with Presley, right?
Yes, my information is at CACRutherford.org. It's a free training. I'd love to chat with you.
Very good. Well, thanks for coming in, both of you.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, we'll see you soon. Our friends from the Child Advocacy Center joining us here on Rutherford Issues. If you missed part of the program now, you can check WGNSradio.com under podcast and Rutherford Issues. We'll see you back here next time.